Moving on to everybody's favorite topic.
Oh, good. Which one's that?
Which is, well, everybody that's a K-State fan's favorite topic.
Oh, yeah, here we go.
Okay, let me preface all this by saying what happened yesterday before we get into opinions or thoughts about what happened, because in the end, I don't know how much of a big deal this is. We're going to talk about it like it's a big deal, but first of all, what happened yesterday, Bruce Weber has been obviously the talk. What are you going to do with the men's basketball program?
Right.
Gene Taylor came in, and you know, we went on a nice discussion about the fact that nobody really addressed that in the press conference that he was introduced in. Mm-hmm. What do you think about Bruce Weber? What do you think about the – and not even about Bruce Weber, just what's the state of the men's basketball program? What are your thoughts on that? And, you know, in some one-on-one interviews after that, he did say, you know, I'll take the time to evaluate that and definitely make a decision on that, whatever we want to do. Now, President Myers, General Myers, had said something in his deal about possibly – was talking about an extension on the day that Gene Taylor was introduced. But well, Gene Taylor's the guy that needs to talk about that and do it. Well, yesterday went a long way into deciding what Gene Taylor thought about what he needed to do with the men's basketball program. I don't know that it went a long way in deciding what the future of the men's basketball program is, but he did offer, and it was announced yesterday, a two-year extension for Bruce Weber as the head coach of the Kansas State men's basketball program. He signed through the 2020-21 season now, 2020-21, as was the case in his previous deal. Each additional year that he coaches, he gets a $100,000 increase in salary.
Right.
He slated to make $2.15 million this coming season in 17-18, which would go up to $2.25 the next season, and then $2.35, and then $2.45 million in the 2020-21 season. The buyout structure of the contract is a little bit different than the original contract, though.
It
doesn't change the next 2 years, because those 2 years are on his contract already.
Right.
You're not going to change anything on that. Buyout is $2.5 million if Weber is terminated on or before April 30th of 2019.
Mm-hmm.
If he is terminated on May 1st or later of 2019, the buyout for the last 2 years that he has been extended for is $500,000. Yeah. So that's the gist of it. Yeah. What's going on with Bruce Weber? There's a lot of things that go into this, and I put a poll on Twitter yesterday just to kind of gauge what people were thinking on a quick reaction, because if you go through everything and actually talk about it and understand what the scenario is, which I'm going to do here in moments, you understand that it probably wasn't a whole lot of change of what's actually could happen in the future for K-State men's basketball.
Yeah.
But the first thing that comes to everybody's mind is, they extended Bruce Weber 2 years. What are they thinking? You don't look at the negotiations, and you don't look at the terms of the contract.
Right.
The first thing that goes into your mind is, what is Gene Taylor thinking? He just extended Bruce Weber 2 years, and that's the first thing that went through my mind. That's not a good PR look for a guy that's a new athletic director, that you got a fan base that isn't really all in with their head coach, and you just extended him 2 years. So I put a poll on Twitter yesterday, and I asked K-State fans, are you in favor or are you in support of the Weber extension? I got 55 votes on that.
Did you?
84% said no.
Yeah.
16% said yes. I'm honestly surprised in that knee-jerk, quick reaction that 16% said yes, to be completely honest with you. I really thought it'd be like more like 90-10 at the best for Bruce Weber on this thing. But I think as the day went on, more people that saw this tweet and had a chance to vote in the poll understood what the terms of the contract were,
right,
and what it actually does to K-State basketball. I don't like it on the surface. Like I said, I think I did this show after they got beat by 30 down at Oklahoma.
Okay.
And I think you were here with me when I talked about that. And that was the point where I had given up on the Bruce Weber experiment at K-State.
Yeah.
Because you're fighting for your tournament lives, and you go down to Oklahoma, who was not good this last year.
No.
And you got run out of the gym by 30.
Yeah.
That was the point where I kind of said, this isn't going to do it. It's not going to cut it. I did hear some people saying yesterday that possibly the worst thing that could have happened for K-State was actually winning that tournament game against Wake Forest. then they lost to Cincinnati. I don't go that far because people that have listened to this show understand what I'm about. And I've said this a couple times that I wasn't on that whole let's lose on purpose to draft Andrew Luck for the Chiefs. That whole I hope we lose when we go to this game and go watch K-State men's basketball team. Man, I'm hoping that they lose because we need to get rid of Bruce Weber. You don't do that. You're not that Royals fan this year that's saying, oh man, I'm hoping that we're just not good enough to do it because I don't want to be that team that hovers around 500 and then we don't get rid of our guys at the deadline and then we can't get the guys that we want for them. So I'm not that kind of guy. I'm not the kind of guy that says it would have been better for K-State to lose in the NCAA tournament play-in game.
No.
I can't bring myself to do that.
No.
Now, honestly, if you really want Bruce Weber gone, then that's probably the truth. They probably would have been better off losing that game. If you're that guy that's so against K-State, and listen, Bruce Weber is K-State's coach, whether you like it or not.
Yeah.
So if you're against Bruce Weber, you're against K-State right now winning. That's the bottom line. If you honestly want him to lose, then you're against K-State as well. It's a package deal. You can't sit here and say, oh, I don't want K-State to win because Bruce Weber's their coach. Well, K-State's still your team.
Right.
If you're a fan of Kansas State Athletics, whether you like it or not, you're against K-State if you're against Bruce Weber. At some point, you have to be.
Yeah.
Now, it's harsh probably for some fans that don't like me saying that, but it's a fact. He is the K-State coach. If you want him to lose, you want K-State to lose.
Yeah.
I'm not that kind of guy. I'm also not the guy that's in support of Bruce Weber right now as the head men's basketball coach at K-State. He's got to do a lot to, I think, win pretty much a lot of people's support back. I mean, if I do a poll that has 55 votes and 84% of those votes say they're not in favor of this extension for Bruce Weber, then obviously there's a lot of fans in the K-State fan base. There's more that are against Bruce Weber than for Bruce Weber right now.
Yeah.
And so, like I said, I'm not cheering against Bruce Weber.
Right.
But I'm not in full support of the job that he's doing as the coach.
Yeah,
and there's a lot of people that need to be like that. If you're not in full support of it,
then
you're not in full support of it.
But there's a lot of people that are rooting against him.
Yeah. And we know what Bruce Weber has done at K-State, but just for those that haven't heard all the facts and numbers of what he is as a head coach at Kansas State, he's been at K-State for 5 years. His record is 168 overall. His Big 12 record is 45-45.
Yep.
He's 500 in the Big 12.
I knew he was pretty close to even there.
And so, but here's the thing. The reason that 45-45 record is a problem, well, one, it's mediocre in conference.
Yeah.
By definition, it's mediocre because you're 500. But the thing that is worse about it is he went 14-4 in his first year at K-State in the Big 12.
Sure did.
Co-champions of the Big 12. However way you want to look at that, there's a trophy in Manhattan. He lost to the other co-champion all three times. But there's a trophy in Manhattan.
Yep.
Co-champions of the Big 12. They didn't have a tiebreaker back then. So goes 14-4. So you're 14-4. Now your Big 12 record is 45-45 after the next 4 years. They went 10-8 his second year. 8-10, 5-13. And listen, there was improvement without question last year. You went from 17-16 overall to 21-14. And then he went from 5-13 in the conference to 8-10 in the conference. There's a couple games they probably should have won that they didn't still last year.
Yeah.
But at the same time, there was a lot of people that were trying to tell me that they improved from 14-15 to 15-16, but I'm like, they went 17-16 instead of 15-17, but they also lost three more Big 12 games than they did the year before that.
That was a mark.
There was not improvement from 15-16, from 14-15 to 15-16. There was improvement from 15-16 to 16-17, but it actually took the last few games in Big 12 conference play to actually see that improvement because they were spiraling.
Yeah.
When that Oklahoma game came, they were on pace to not do any better than they did the year before. But they picked it up. They got another win against Baylor. They beat Baylor in the Big 12 tournament. Should have beaten West Virginia in the Big 12 tournament and didn't get the job done. Couldn't close out games like they've had problems with
had
in the past under Bruce
year,
Weber.
Yeah.
So Bruce Weber's been to the tournament three times at K-State, has never made it out of the first round. I don't count that play-in game as the first round because the NCAA doesn't even count it as the first round anymore. They changed that back to what it should be.
Right.
That's a play-in game.
It's a play-in game.
And then the first round, the first four is what they call it, and then the first round,
yeah,
they lost to Cincinnati last year. They lost in the first round to Kentucky in 2013-14. They lost to LaSalle the year they won the Big 12 championship in the first round of the NCAA tournament.
Yep.
He's never made it out of the first round. So you now you're extending a guy that is average in conference play, 45-45. He's won just 60% of his – under 60% of his games overall. And they played some patsy non-con schedules.
Yeah.
And they've lost to some teams they shouldn't lose to in non-con as well. So on the surface, you're thinking, oh, I gave this guy a two-year extension?
Yeah.
I'm not in support of the extension. I'm not in support overall 100% of Bruce Weber as a head coach at K-State.
Well, what
– and I'm – you know, I don't – of the job that he's doing, I guess,
yeah.
is where I'm going to take it.
Yeah.
I'll let you give your thoughts before I break it down and what it actually means moving forward.
Well, my thoughts are the same as what I mentioned to you earlier. The thing that stands out to me about this extension is the reduction in the buyout.
Well, I want to get to that. Yeah.
I mean, that's the big part of it to me. To me, that's the glaring issue with it, and that was, I think, probably what part of the big drive was behind doing it the way that they did it, and I'll let you get more into that. But I think that's the key in the whole thing,
yeah.
I think, is the reduction in the buyout after April or whatever of 2019.
Yeah.
You know, as far as Bruce Weber goes, personally, as far as I noticed that your poll on Twitter, it mentioned for K-State fans, so
yeah.
I just steered
and
clear
I was
of
hoping
that
most people but, stayed away from it because I didn't want KU fans voting in it because their obvious answer is going to be yes. They're in support of it.
Right. You know, I mean, overall,
anything
I mean,
Bruce Weber really, compared to Bill Self, they're in support of Bill Self and they're in support of Bruce Weber staying at K-State.
Yeah, I mean, if things continue the way they've done and the way that KU and K-State have matched up against each other since Weber's been here, you know, you don't have a problem necessarily with him being the head coach at K-State. But the thing about
it
is
I didn't have a problem with Turner Gill coaching the KU football team.
Yeah, I'm sure you didn't. Yeah. I had a huge problem with Charlie Weiss coaching it.
Or Charlie Weiss,
yeah. The day they announced it, I'm like,
yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
We suck again. This guy couldn't make Notre Dame a winner. Don't get me started on Charlie Weiss. But anyway, you know, the thing about it is, though, and this is something that we've discussed before, and Wade's not here to defend himself, but this is something that him and I have disagreed on. Because as a KU fan, I think it's good for KU to be, for K-State to be good at basketball. I think it's good for...
Well, I think Bill Self thinks that, too.
Both schools. I think it's good for the rivalry. I think it's good for everybody involved. And I know we've had this conversation before. And like, you don't want the other school to be good. I think it's better for everybody when both schools are good.
Competition-wise, it's better.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And from the standpoint of Bruce Weber, we're going to sit here and say the same thing we've always said about Bruce Weber. He's a decent X's and O's guy. He gets his teams to play, you know, for the most part, play solid defense typically, and struggles to recruit top level talent. It's his MO.
Yeah.
It is what it is, you know? And so I think as far as Bruce Weber goes and K-State basketball, you know, you're going to be average and maybe a bit above average on average year in and year out.
Yeah.
But I don't think anybody's going to expect a Final Four appearance or a deep run in the tournament or another league championship or even a share of one.
If he got the right guys, I could fight for the Big 12 championship part of it and say that he could maybe.
But he hasn't shown he can go out and get the right guys.
Exactly. But, you know, if he caught lightning in a bottle,
right,
and did all that, as the coach at K-State, I could fight and maybe think that Bruce Weber could get his team toward the top of the Big 12.
Yeah.
Maybe not win it,
yeah.
But get his team toward the top. As far as that other stuff you're talking about, Bruce Weber as the head coach at K-State is never going to get this team past the Sweet 16, in my opinion. Yeah, I mean, it's about matchups, obviously, so you could make a run and maybe make the Elite Eight or something like that. But the teams he's put together have not been anything that you would think is good enough to – well, they haven't won a tournament game.
Yeah.
They have. I'm sorry. They beat Wake Forest last year. They haven't won a first-round tournament game. Let's put it that way. They have not made it out of the first round in the NCAA tournament since Bruce Weber's been their coach. And so, for me, it's like the max that this – And Wade was asking me this one time about what do you expect as a K-State fan for your basketball team? And because of what we saw when Bob Huggins came and kind of changed the culture of K-State basketball, mm-hmm. and Frank Martin continued that, and now Bruce Weber comes in, and they actually did win a Big 12 championship. Like mm-hmm. I said, share the Big 12 championship. Your thought process of the history of K-State basketball coupled with what they've been able to do in recent history says that this should be a team that should be competing in the top part of the league every single year. They should be in the top four or five of – there's only 10 teams. They should be right. in the top half of the league every year.
Yeah.
Or competing to be there. Competing, you know, every other year, every 3 years, whatever, to have a chance to be at the top of the league, and also competing to at least get to the second round, or to the second weekend, I mean, of the NCAA tournament. Mm-hmm. That's realistically, I don't think that those expectations are way too high.
No, I agree.
The expectation of you should compete, be in the top portion of the conference, compete every now and then for a conference championship and make it to the second weekend.
But
of the
that's
tournament.
Where they should be no matter who their coach
exactly.
is.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Okay.
What's the expectation of what Kansas State basketball should be? Your expectation is not what Kansas basketball is. It's not go win the Big 12 13 straight years, compete for the Final Four and a national championship every year, because you know coaching and recruits and the people that are coming in, just the landscape of college basketball, those expectations are highly unrealistic.
Yeah.
If you have the same expectations for K-State basketball as you do for KU basketball. And you understand that. Okay, so let me tell you, though, about what this actually means for K-State in the long run.
Right.
Because it's a two-year extension.
Mm-hmm.
And I do have one person that says, because we've told you about the buyouts, it's still $2.5 million for the first 2 years until April 30th, 2019.
Mm-hmm.
May 1st, 2019, and after the buyouts, $500,000. So I saw one person yesterday that actually covers K-State. People probably know who I'm talking about. But on Twitter, he says, the extension makes sense for recruiting and other stuff, but not reducing the buyout doesn't make sense to me. Because he's talking about the buyout for the next 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Bruce Weber's not going to restructure his contract to reduce a buyout over the 2 years of the contract that he has already signed.
No.
That is not going to happen. So there's a lot of people that are frustrated about that. And I'm like, the buyout is what it is. It doesn't matter if it's this year, next year, or if he gets the extension. It's the same $2.5 million. And he's not going to – Bruce Weber's not going to give up $2 million to restructure a buyout on a contract, especially when he gets two more years extended onto his contract.
Right.
You're not going to – at the four-year mark, you have 4 years left on a deal now after a two-year extension. After the at the four-year mark, you're not going to give up $2 million to restructure a contract.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to happen. You will eat the $500,000 that you could get for the 2 years after that if you get fired to get the $2 million more. You know what I'm saying? Like, it doesn't make sense for him to be like, oh, yeah, I'll go ahead and restructure this entire contract and take less of a buyout.
Nobody's
when this is all said.
That.
Nobody's going to do that. He will say no to the extension.
Nobody that understands basic math is going to do
exactly.
that.
Exactly. He will say no to the extension
before
he takes the 2 years and,
yep.
and a reduction in a buyout.
Yep.
It just doesn't make sense.
Why would he?
And so, but the basis of this contract extension is Bruce Weber is now not safe, but his job is for 4 years when he goes out and recruits. He can go talk to the kids and say, I'm under contract through for next season, the guys he'll be recruiting now. I'm under contract for your first 3 years that you're going to be at K-State.
Mm-hmm.
That's his recruiting tool, and that's the recruiting tool of all of his assistant coaches. We got a guy that's under contract here for the next 3 years. Now, right. if you do it like they had it, you got a guy that's under contract for your freshman year
mm-hmm.
if they don't add the 2 years on the back of it. So I understand why they do it. But at the same time, what happens here is K-State's giving up $500,000 if this doesn't work in 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
Like we said, he's
instead
got
instead of two and a half
he's got
million.
2 years to turn this thing around, basically, is what Gene Taylor has told him.
Yeah.
Because it's crazy. It's still a high amount of money, $500,000.
Well, sure
but
it is.
K-State is willing to part with that by right. adding two more years to his contract. And I honestly, when you dissect and look at everything that happened, nothing changes here. In the grand scheme of what K-State basketball is going to be or will be, what happened when Laird Veach and General Myers came out and said, Bruce Weber's our guy, we're going to stick with him. Nothing's changed at all since this contract extension got signed, other than the fact that they're going to have to pay $500,000 on a buyout if he lasts the next 2 years. Otherwise, if they don't extend it, then he just doesn't get a new contract. in the other scenario, and they save $500,000.
Yeah, that's the thing about it, and that's why I was saying, you know, like we talked about before, that that change in the reduction of the buyout by $2 million after the 19 season, that's his window of opportunity.
Yeah.
That's the writing on the wall to Bruce Weber, look, here's your chance, because after that, we're going to save $2 million on this buyout, and if it's not where we want it to be, this it's not, I say it, the cheap out. Compared to $2.5 million, it is.
Yeah.
You know,
well, and that's what I said. I'm like, you're still giving up 500 grand here if it doesn't work. And most people, look, 84% to 16% of my poll say they don't agree. They're not in support of this new contract extension for Bruce Weber.
Yeah.
Obviously, like I said, that's that quick reaction. That's that boom. No, we don't want him as our coach. Just we don't support anything at all that happens in support of Bruce Weber being the coach. So, but you understand that. But here's the same thing, though. Like, I can feel like I have that security with the guys that Bruce Weber recruits. Mm-hmm. But if I'm getting rid of him, why do I care? Right. Why do I care that he has two more years on his deal to tell people that I'm going to be here? Because a lot of those guys, once they come to K-State, if they're not winning, the new coach is probably going to come in and say, I don't think you fit in with what we're doing here at K-State. And some of those guys are going to be loyal to Bruce Weber to a fault because he's the guy that recruited them, so they'll leave anyway. They won't want to play for a new coach. So at the same time, it's like, yeah, you can use that as a recruiting tool, but if you're gone, how big of a tool was that? You just lost all the supposed good guys that you brought in.
Right.
So now you got to restart anyway.
Mm-hmm.
It's that thing, that part of it is a never-ending cycle when you're talking about recruiting and coaching changes and things of that nature. But it doesn't, like I say, it doesn't. The only thing that changes is K-State will have to give Bruce Weber some kind of money after the next 2 years if they don't want to keep him after the next 2 years. Now, in the old scenario, it's just 2 year contract. He's done, or 2 years left on his contract. It'll be finished. This is his third contract extension at K-State.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm reading the contract, and it says right at the top, you can go to kstatesports.com and read the entire contract. They always make those public, except for Bob Krause when he signed a contract extension with Ron Prince on the back door.
Yeah.
But the Third Amendment, it says Third Amendment to the Men's Basketball Head Coach Employment Agreement. So he had his original contract, and he's gotten three amendments. I don't think the first one, I don't think was an extension. I think it was just a raise in salary.
I think you're right.
One of the three here was just a raise in salary, I'm pretty sure. But he has had two extensions for sure. I think the second one might have been the raise in salary.
But could be. I can't tell you for sure which was which.
Yeah, but I don't have that.
You're right. There just one was a bump.
Yeah. So I didn't. I apologize for not pulling all those contracts up in front of me to tell you about that. But
yes, and Dusty, but this thank is you for the, that apology. We accept your apology.
The Third Amendment to a coach's contract that I would say at this point in time, probably 75% of the fan base doesn't even want him as their coach.
Yeah.
Maybe that number's high, but I don't see a lot of support for Bruce Weber when I'm looking at social media K-State-wise.
I don't see a lot of support
for... And just talking to people about it, too.
I don't see a lot of support for Bruce Weber on social media. I don't see a lot of support for Bruce Weber in the stands when they're not playing a rivalry game. I just, you know... He's got an uphill road ahead of him, and there's a lot of doubters out there. And that's the thing about it. You not only have to fight for on the court for wins, you also have to fight in the court of public opinion. And of course, one leads to the other. I mean, you go out and take care of business on the basketball court, and then public opinion will turn itself around. And it's hard to do one without the other.
Yeah.
But one would certainly help the other if you could get more support behind him. See, okay, let's get behind this guy's going to be our coach for at least the next 2 years. Let's get behind him and be supportive, because again, hoping and wanting him to fail doesn't make any sense at all if you want your program to have a chance to be successful. I mean, it's not like if they go out and tank this next year and go 5-26 or something like that they automatically get the best recruit coming off the – it's not like a draft where, you know, you get first pick of the talent coming in next year. It doesn't
behoove
you.
Well, that'd be nice, wouldn't it?
It actually goes against any of trying to support or improve the program if you're losing, because then that makes it harder to recruit.
Yeah, exactly.
That makes it, you know, and this is not a guy that has a history of being a hugely successful recruiter in the first place. You know, they need all the help they can get, and support of the fan base would go a long ways in that. But like you said, I think there's a lot of people that Bruce Weber's lost on them already. Waiting around for it to come to a close.
The problem with Bruce Weber is I would say about 25% of the fan base never had him at the start. Yeah. Never had his back when he got hired.
Yeah.
I'm always, when a new guy gets hired, I'm always one of those guys that's like, let's give the guy a chance.
Yeah.
You know, you got to at least at some point kind of hope to that your administration that's making these hires and making these moves, trust them at some point and hopefully it'll work out. And if you tell people to trust John Curry at this point at K-State, then there's probably not a lot of people that are going to do that.
You might get run out of the room.
I'm one of those, but that's the biggest problem is there is such a part of this fan base that had this just gigantic love affair and still do with Frank Martin. And Bruce Weber was never given a chance at the start by at least 15% of the K-State fan base, I would say.
Yeah.
And so now you're in a scenario where people have been against him since he started.
Mm-hmm.
Then you don't win like you won overall with Frank and with Huggins and what you did in the the late 80s and before that. So now you're not winning. Now you're going 5-13 one year in the conference. Now you go 8-10 this year, just 21-14 overall. And in post-game press conferences, Bruce Weber's talking about the play hard chart against Kansas when he just got beat by him. I don't care about a play hard chart. I wanted to beat KU. You don't talk about that immediately after that. These things build up and they add up. I did get a text from a K-State fan that says Gene Taylor basically had two options, fire him now or give him the extension he gave him. So if you post those two options on your Twitter poll, how would it have looked? Probably about the same.
Probably.
I don't think it would have looked any different. Fire him now would have been an issue because we're leading into practices starting
in late September or
whenever. But some teams like KU are playing exhibition games in Italy. I think K-State women are on a tour right now, too.
Are they?
At some point here this summer. So, you can't fire a guy now, but I understand this question as, would you rather just not have him as your coach and find somebody new? Or give him the extension.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say it's probably still about 80-20. Yeah. They're going to say fire him. Get rid of him. I don't want him. And that's that quick knee-jerk reaction to people voting in the poll.
Yeah. Yeah, the K-State women are be going to Europe soon.
Yeah, I knew they were in Europe, yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't have the info on when and where and how long they're going to be there or whatever, but that's irrelevant really to what we're talking about right now, but it is talking about if you fire a guy right now, what would happen and what the repercussions would be. And I don't think that would probably be the option here because you could have given him this extension back then, but you have a new athletic director and he has to take the time to analyze what he wants to do with it.
Right.
And go through the proper channels, talk with his president and, mm-hmm. and all the people that are making that decision and helping him with that decision. So there are people that are writing about this saying it's a meaningless extension. I would pretty much agree with that.
Yeah.
Nothing changes of what Bruce Weber has to do at K-State, like we've talked about. So I think there's a lot of people that were frustrated right away. Obviously, you can tell that from the results of the poll that I had on Twitter about are you in support of it. Initially, I would say right at the start, that knee-jerk reaction from me says no. What are you doing? Why would you do it? Yeah. But then you think about the ramifications of what it means for recruiting and the what in this day and age, $500,000 a minuscule buyout compared to what it could have been.
Yeah, in the whole scheme of things,
I don't think it that's – and that $500,000 buyout is what tells you what Gene Taylor's thinking and mm-hmm. what the K-State Athletic Department is thinking. You've got 2 years here. We'll give you the 2.5. If you're so bad, we'll give you your 2.5 to get you out of here for over 3 years remaining of your contract. I still think this is a very important year for Bruce Weber despite a 2-year extension. They've got to come out here and improve this year, and they've got to be better, or he could be on that hot seat again, and the 2 years extended onto his contract aren't going to mean anything.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see what happens with Bruce Weber and the K-State basketball program. Extended 2 years, but not so much of as big of a vote of confidence as you might think once you look into the deal and what actually went down.
No.
We thank everybody for tuning in here on the Sports Ticket today. We'll talk to you again tomorrow on Waterside Wake Up.